Kyle Hodgson is with us, athletic director at Newburyport High School. And Kyle, tell us about the process that brought Mike Levine from Texas to Newburyport as head football coach.
Well, you know, it's not as strange as it may seem, because Coach Levine does have ties to Massachusetts, but he's been down there for several years, and you know, he has an interest of coming back here for family. And he inquired about the position. We looked at his interview package, and we decided to bring him in, and he was just fascinating. He's going to bring some intangibles that we may not see around here or haven't seen around here. He's going to bring some new energy. So the interview committee, it was a unanimous decision. We had some well-respected people on that committee, and the things that Mike Levine has talked about and the people in Texas who Mike worked for, they have just said fantastic things about him, how he's brought their programs to new levels. And Texas football is a very unique sport, and we're very excited to have him on our staff.
It sounds like an exciting hire, you know what I'm saying, bringing somebody like that in. But as you said, it's not as far-fetched as it might seem in a nationwide search, so to speak, because he had an interest in getting into Massachusetts.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You know, he played at Williams College, yeah. And his former coach, Coach Farley, actually called on his behalf. And so there is some mutual connections. But what he is going to bring to us is new energy. And some things that parents here and the kids here are going to be excited about.
Yeah, and it's a great football tradition in Newburyport, plus the brand-new stadium that you guys unveiled on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's one of the drawing cards, and he had mentioned that. When he came to interview, I gave him a tour of the weight room and the stadium. And for a high school weight room, the facility is as good space-wise as you're going to see. And the tradition and the uniqueness of our stadium is just, I can't wait for that. You know, Thanksgiving game was a great atmosphere, and I'm looking forward to Friday nights next fall.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, I'll try to follow up as quick, Kyle, as far, I'm thinking of Mike Levine, Kyle, as quickly as possible. Winter sports, you guys had a successful winter here at Newburyport.
We did. Our girls were the number 2 seed in Division II North, 17-3 regular season, and ran into a very good Belmont team. We hosted a playoff quarterfinal game. Boys basketball won a playoff game and lost to a Linfield team that advanced to the finals of Division III North. Yeah. Hockey team had a successful year, battled some injuries and things, and made the Division I playoffs and lost in the first round. Boys track team won the state championship for the sixth year in a row. Alec Raduca, our high jumper, came in fifth in the nation in high jumping this past weekend in New York City. So it was a very productive winter. In the spring, we have a new baseball coach, a new softball coach, a new girls tennis coach. So with the weather out there, people are excited to get going. So we're looking forward to a productive spring as well.
All right. Kyle, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you very much.
Kyle Hodgson, the athletic director at Newburyport High School, here on MSO News Sports.